University.
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 This is
University
Radio
Nottingham.
Hello and welcome to URN's weekly culture show.
Welcome. The time is 5:04.
And you are here with Ellie, Mel, Freya and Liv, and soon Harry as well, when he graces us with his presence.
Exactly. And also, as ever, if you want to contact us or send us a free web text at www.urn1350.net. Brill.
So our first topic of the night is, because it was Halloween this week on Tuesday, Freya and Liv went to the, I don't even know what's it, like the Market Square kind
like
of.
The Halloween event at Market Square, if you like.
Mm. Yeah. So tell us about it.
It was really good, actually. Like, I most cities I feel like don't usually put anything on for Halloween, so it's quite refreshing that Nottingham had kind of gone to the effort of kind of organising something for everyone here.
Yeah, no, we walked in and there was these people like dressed as ghosts and they were banging drums and all of this and there were rides going on. And like we weren't expecting that much, and then when we got there and it was actually really good, it was quite
nice
actually.
Yeah, like the drums created such a good atmosphere. Mm. They were so loud though, because we were talking to a few people that were there to see what they thought of it, and we were so worried that we wouldn't be able to kind of like hear them over the drums.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really good. And then there was that, can you remember that, there was this woman that had like a skeleton, but it was like one of the Day of the Dead skeletons.
Oh, yeah.
But it looked really good and it was really tall. It was kind of like built off of her.
Oh wow.
Yeah, no, it was
really
good.
Like a massive kind of model almost. Ooh. Like, oh, and then like a puppet because she was like moving its arms and stuff.
Wow, I feel like us as Spanish students, we'd love to go to Mexico for a bit of Day of the Dead. I think anyone, to
that
be
would
honest.
Be so good,
yeah,
actually.
I think anyone, I would love to go to Mexico Day of the Dead.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was really good. It almost had a bit of a Day of the Dead vibe.
Mm. Yeah, no, it was pretty good.
That seemed to be like quite a big theme of Halloween this year, Day of the Dead.
Wasn't that your Halloween outfit when you went out, Ellie?
Day of the Dead, yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah. She had like all the flowery like skeleton thing going on. It looks sick, like in your pictures.
Thanks.
And stuff.
Yeah, well, I think we should go into your interviews with people at the Halloween. Is it a fair?
I feel like it was an event. It had like rides, food, like food stalls.
Yeah.
I think you'd call it a fair. Like the Christmas market / Halloween market thing.
Mm, nice. Well, here we go.
What do you think of the event so far? Is it a success?
It looks successful. Everyone's enjoying themselves.
Yeah. So you said you're working here. Are you working in Nottingham or like at the event?
We're working in Nottingham. We're from Norfolk. So we're helping a company here. So we've been up quite regularly since August time.
Okay, lovely. And are you fans of Halloween? Do you generally like it?
Probably a little bit too old to be a fan of it, but yeah, it's okay, yeah.
To be fair, I feel like I'm getting a bit old to be a fan of it as well. Do you like the event? Are you having fun?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah? It's okay. I like the drummers. I thought the drummers are superb, and yeah, people are having a good laugh, aren't they? It's nice, actually, to see a city that's making something of an event like this, to be fair, because like where we come from, there's nothing like this of its kind. So this is actually quite nice to see them actually making an effort to do something for Halloween, you know?
Yeah, Nottingham is quite good for that. They've got the Christmas market coming up as well, which is really good. So if you're up again...
We will be.
All right. Very nice to like meet you. Thank you for your time. Thank you. What are your first impressions of tonight so far?
Well, it's pretty nice, very colourful. It's a good show.
Yeah, it's very interesting, and I'm very looking forward to trying that one. Yeah,
which we're currently stopping you from doing, I'm sorry. No. Are you guys from Nottingham?
No,
we actually live in London. Yeah, because we didn't come here for this one. He works on a project in Nottingham, and yeah.
And are you fans of Halloween?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously not as much about the dressing up, but I like to come and have a look at it and see what everything has to offer.
So Nottingham's quite good for this sort of thing. Have you ever been to the Christmas market?
No, I've not been to Nottingham in that time, so...
If you're about for the Christmas market, I'd recommend it.
Yeah, it's good.
Is there anything else?
No.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, cheers. No.
We just wanted to know, really, sort of, how people are enjoying it. Do you think Nottingham does Halloween well, from what you've seen?
Yeah. It's okay. Last year we were also here, but it wasn't like this last year. So this year it's with much more fun.
You think it's gone uphill then since last year?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys think that Nottingham's good for kids at Halloween?
Yeah,
I think some stuff are really creepy around here, but I think it's kind of all right.
Your costumes are amazing, by the way. Did you do them yourselves?
Yeah, but our mum helped us.
I'm entitled for this.
Mum always does it, doesn't she? Yeah. Mine was the same. So do you think you're going to come back next year?
Yeah, definitely.
So whereabouts are you guys from?
Like,
Romania. Oh, and you've come all the...
You are speaking now with the Romanian people. We celebrate also their Halloween, but not so fast, with so much fast.
Yeah.
No. I think it's the first year when it happens something like this.
Yeah. No, it's very exciting.
As part of the team that helped organise the event, how do you think it's going so far?
Yeah, I think it's okay. I mean, this is our final day, so it's the first year we've ever done Halloween here. I didn't really know what to expect, but each day it's been a really nice crowd of people. So over the weekend it was busy, and I think it's kind of gained a lot of traction for people that didn't know what was going on.
Was it a difficult event to organise, or was it relatively easy in comparison to, for example, like the Christmas market?
Well, I think the Christmas market, that's been done for so many years, so we kind of know what to do with that. But this event, it's a joint partnership between City Council and the Mellors Group. So the Mellors are experienced in bringing their markets together and bringing sort of the kind of fun fair attraction. Yeah. So as soon as we started talking to them about it, we kind of knew what vision we wanted for it. And part of my role was to put some more cultural entertainment in it. So the band that you can probably hear in the background, and the pumpkin carving, ghost walks. So it's kind of stuff that there's definitely scope to build on it in future. But I guess it was quite difficult to know what to do to begin with. But
it's
kind of, things have come together.
Are you happy with how it's turned out then?
Yeah, fairly happy. Yeah, there's obviously things that we could learn from. And so we'll be interesting if we get much feedback from people. And it's just given us ideas for the future, I think. So then the more that people know it's here, the more that we can do each year.
Great, thank you very much.
University.
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 This is
University Radio
Nottingham.
So, Freya, do you like the Christmas market then?
The Christmas market or the Halloween market?
Well, either, to be honest.
I'm a big fan of a market in general, to be honest. I feel like it's always a good fixture to have. The fact that I spoke about the Christmas market at least four times in every single interview probably suggests that I do enjoy the Christmas market. I just felt like last year my sister came up with my niece, and like she was like a newborn and stuff like that, and I think like it just has a nice little family vibe. I think the Halloween market was a very similar thing as well.
That is one good thing about the markets, like they literally have something for everyone.
It's a tradition, isn't it, embedded in society.
I literally said to my family this year, like, don't bother coming up if the market's not on. There's nothing to do.
But like, because they sell, like, there's a bar for the people who are like over 18 and want to get like a drink or whatever, but there's also like lots of events for like people who have small children and who have families, and I just think it's a really good
and there's food. Like at the Christmas market, shout out to the churros fan because
I love me a good churro.
This year though, did you go and try the Yorkshire pudding wraps?
No.
At the Halloween market. So I'd heard about it. I think our housemate Zach had been, hadn't he? And he came back and he was raving about them. So I went back and tried one, and they were so good. Mm-hmm. You could have like either pork and apple, or you could have like minted lamb. It was really nice.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
I didn't go because I'm vegetarian, so there wasn't much point.
But. Yeah, I was going to ask you like what like food they had on offer there, like with the different stalls. Was it that kind of vibe?
To be fair, there weren't actually that many food stalls.
It was smaller than the Christmas market again. So like, whereas there's like a lot going on, and when we went to like the Goose Fair and stuff, there were a lot of food stalls. It wasn't as big, but I do think they put the effort into like make it a little bit.
I think as well. I think it's because it's the first year they've done it. Yeah. So I think the people who organised it weren't quite sure what to expect either. Mm. But I think because it's been such a hit this year that they'll probably continue it in the years to come, and it'll probably grow and get bigger.
What do you think of Halloween as an event in general? I mean, because it's quite a religiously controversial idea, and I feel like no one really knows why we celebrate it. It's kind of just it's a part of society now, isn't it?
To do with, I don't remember where it came from, but wasn't
I've got it,
it
here that it was
like appeasing ancient spirits.
Yeah, ancient Celtic festival, and they'd wear costumes to ward off ghosts. The evening before was known as All Hallows Eve, and later became Halloween. So
I didn't know that.
The Holy Spirits Day the next day, isn't it All Saints Day or something? Am I making that up?
Yeah, I know, you're right.
I was never allowed. Well, I say it wasn't allowed. I wasn't encouraged to celebrate Halloween when I was a kid, because my dad didn't really like it. So it would be a day where we'd like lock all the doors and pretend we were on holiday. But I don't know. I think a lot of people have like a real attraction to Halloween. They really like how like they get to dress up and like be really.
It brings
like,
people together, doesn't it?
Yeah, and people get to kind of be abnormal.
Yeah, I think it's quite a nice tradition, really. Like,
it's not hurting anyone.
No, I think. I don't know whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, like, but the kind of the significance behind the holiday, or is it a holiday? Would you class it as a holiday?
Probably, yeah. No.
Yeah, it's like, even though it's been forgotten, I'm not like, because it is quite controversial. Perhaps that's not such a bad thing, or is that wrong to say that?
I think it's like the problem that some people have with it is like it can be the traditional message behind it is quite disturbing, and it is quite like,
it's a bit like the Purge
a little bit, and it's not now it's been turned into kind of something for children and something fun, but then there are like old people in their homes who are scared of like people coming and trick-or-treating and like throwing eggs at their house.
It can get
and,
nasty. I mean, I don't want to stereotype, but in America, obviously, it's a very big event. Mm. You get eggs thrown at your house, or, you know, toilet roll around.
Like, you have to give me a sweet when we trick or treat, otherwise we're going to, like threaten you and, like,
abuse,
you know.
Yeah,
when I was younger, to be fair, like, I did know a few people who, because I don't think tricking people on Halloween is usually a big thing, but I did know people who would, like, throw toilet roll at people's houses and stuff, and it's like, I just think
that sometimes people can take Halloween as an excuse to then go and act in a way that's not particularly nice. And actually, people who are dressed up can be quite intimidating.
Yeah.
Like, if their whole face is, like, a scary mask, and it's dark, and it can be quite scary when people are acting in a way that's not kind of acceptable in
society,
for society,
especially when you're like, I use this example again, but like if you're like an elderly person living a home alone, then it is perhaps not as exciting, obviously not as exciting for you, like you get no pleasure out of it yourself, you just get other people coming and like almost demanding
stuff.
We
always kind of had a rule when I was younger and we used to go out trick-or-treating, that if they had a pumpkin outside that was lit up, then you would go knock on the door and ask, but if they didn't, then
if
you
they
wouldn't.
Because some people purposely will turn off their lights.
Yeah,
they're clearly
not
in. I don't think you should go and trick-or-treat if they're obviously not.
So we kind of always had that as a kind of a rule, so that we weren't disturbing people that obviously weren't like celebrating Halloween.
Do you know what? When I was younger, there was this house down the road from me, and they were Americans, and it was literally the maddest thing. Like, they had, like, decorations all over the place. The dad would come out in, like, a mummy costume and all of this, and you'd have to go into their house and, like, go through, like, this, like, haunted house thing to get the sweets. And, like, it was sick. Like, if that's what they do in America, like, that's mad.
That's what I mean. Like, a lot of things about Halloween I do really like, and I do think it can be a really fun holiday, but at the same time I do respect the fact that it does have a lot of significance that people have kind of
forgotten
about.
I think, like,
about.
Any event can be twisted by people that want to make it.
Yeah, it's like,
thing,
people say about Christmas,
I mean?
Isn't it? Like, oh, it's just no one celebrates it for the right reasons anymore.
Yeah,
everyone's
it's all
super
materialistic.
Commercial.
There's always going to be negative sides.
It's probably the good thing about Halloween is it never claims to be anything that it's not.
Yeah,
it's true.
I guess the difference with Halloween is its like origins and like, where it's come from. But but then, I don't know. I enjoy it because I enjoy dressing up, and I feel like lots of people feel the same way.
I'm so sad I didn't dress up properly this year. Like, I was wearing a jumper and a skirt and a pair of angel wings with lipstick on them, and that was my outfit.
Well, angel wings are pretty cool.
Yeah, but it was it was a very unexpected night.
That was more dressed up than I went this year. Literally, I just dressed all in black, and then me and my mates, we just painted cobwebs coming out of one eye.
That's
very cool. That is pretty cool. Apparently, I wasn't scary enough, because I went as a mermaid, and then you're like, not scary enough, so I just literally put fake blood on my neck, and I was like, I'm a dead mermaid. There we go. It's all better now.
But we're going to come back with more Halloween chat after a quick song break. Mercy by Duffy.
This is URN.
And you're back with URN, the culture show. The time is 5:22. And now we're joined with Harry, as well as Freya and Liv and Ellie. So, We were talking about Halloween before. We have a few more questions, don't we, Ellie?
Yeah, so why do you guys think Halloween is so popular in modern culture?
I think a lot of it might be about the dressing up. You know, like, it gives people... It is an excuse to dress up and kind of go to town a little bit on your outfit. And also, like, a lot tends to go on at Halloween. And for kids especially, it's, like, free sweets, isn't it? So,
yeah, definitely. Free sweets, yeah. That's the draw for me. I think, you know... It's weird. It's one of those weird holidays where it's like not associated with an actual holiday in terms of time off from work, but because it's such like a commercial thing as well, you know, shops and stuff really want to encourage it, and for firework companies as well, you know, this is their one time of year that they're like properly selling stuff as well. So I think that's why it's kind of stayed in the kind of public kind of mind and consciousness, but. It's one of those weird things where actually, yeah, as like a religious tradition, it doesn't really come, well, like no one associates it with that anymore, apart from kind of dressing up as kind of ghouls and ghosts and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely.
People get so creative though with their outfits, don't they? Like, yeah. It's not always just scary stuff. People like just like to dress up.
Yeah. Mm. Do you think then that like that has something to do with why Nottingham made it like a new thing this year in the Market Square?
I feel like they did see an opportunity kind of thing, like, and they knocked.
Yeah, I do think, like, it is a big commercial opportunity. But at the same time, I do think the event in Market Square was quite nice, like, because it did create a sense of community at the same time, because people were coming into town to kind of go to the event. Yeah. And if people aren't going into town then and going into the city centre, then actually that sense of community is going to disappear. So
I think Knott's is really good at that as well, like, bringing communities together, like, and it's always based in Market Square as well, which I think is really nice. Like, where I'm come from, like, obviously it's London, it's big, but you don't get that kind of community feeling. Yeah. Whereas in Nottingham, I think you always do, and I think events like this really help.
Yeah. Mm. So even though perhaps they are using it slightly for like the commercial kind of value, and because they've seen a bit of an opportunity to kind of maybe make a little bit of profit, at the same time, I think they're also really trying hard to kind of bring people together, which I think is a really nice idea.
Yeah.
Did you see the summer one that they did? So like in the summer they have like a
beach, didn't they?
Yeah, like one of those like tiki huts and stuff. It's bizarre. But yeah, I don't know if because it wasn't that sunny over the summer, like, it was just quite depressing really, because
yeah,
it'd
summer
be,
in the East Midlands.
Yeah, like it was just raining on this like, you know, pineapple like, you know, drinks and stuff. So I don't know how successful that is, but also they always have that like mini London Eye thing going on as well normally.
Yeah,
that you can
I've
get
seen
on
that. They always have, like every different
yeah,
season
that's
that mini London Eye
thing. every season they have something new, don't they, like few months.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a nice like spotlight for people to try and think of something new.
I feel like they're definitely trying to make Market Square like a little bit of a hub for things going on, which I think is quite nice, because people might come to the city and then automatically drift that way.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, I read a article about cultural appropriation at Halloween, and the journalist Jessica Andrews said, "This costume," as a quotation from the article, "this costume is extremely hurtful, not only for myself but the generations before me." What do you think about cultural appropriations and the line as well? Because I think quite a few people have crossed it this year with dressing up.
Well, what kind of costumes does this include, though? Is it like...
Well, it's like from ethnic, you know, backgrounds, and they're dressing up as them as a costume, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As an ethnicity in a costume. I don't think it's... should be allowed.
Yeah, well you already had some schools get in trouble this year with like I think it was like it's like a dress up as a slave day basically, where to make people it was really just really bad, like to make people think about what it must have been like to be in a slave. It was like, oh yeah, dress up in rags and like dirty your face a little bit, which could just mean like hard labor dirt, but then also like it's got weird connotations, like you know, changing the pigment of your skin as well. But yeah, I mean, in terms of cultural appropriation, it's I think when you're not from the culture that's being offended, you can't I don't think you
it's
have any sort
line,
of justification to lay claim
line.
And say that it isn't offensive, because otherwise you know you can't claim to speak from their viewpoint if you're not from their cultural background. And so if they're saying this offends me, you have to trust that they're being right, because you know, you don't have the same background as them. Yeah. So if you're doing something that is causing offence, you kind of have to take their word as kind of gospel when it comes to that.
It's kind of like, though, where's the line? Because if you, for example, I think it was one of the Kardashians, I can't remember which one, is dressed up for Halloween.
Kim, yeah.
Is dressed up as Halloween as, I think, Michael Jackson. Yeah. Which, obviously, they're not of the same ethnicity, but he's such a big celebrity. He was such a big celebrity. Then is there still the same kind of...
That kind of brings in, like, you know, it's been an issue recently of people, like, painting their faces to be a different ethnicity and stuff. Mm. And I think that's quite offensive. I don't think anyone can really say that it's not...
It's a difficult one, especially, like, because people do like to dress up as celebrities, don't they?
Yeah.
For Halloween, but if... Can you still dress up as a celebrity if you're not from the same ethnic background? Well, but then...
I don't know, because I saw another one of the Kardashians dress up as literally... like a famous singer, and she was of a different ethnicity, but loads of people were really criticizing her and like accusing her of cultural appropriation, but she just wore the same outfit, and it was just like anybody could have worn that outfit, so I don't know.
She didn't attempt to change her physical appearance in a sense of like trying to make, for example, her skin look lighter or darker.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a difficult one, isn't it? Because like, if someone came in a Michael Jackson costume, I wouldn't necessarily like feel offended that they weren't from the same ethnicity, because it's such like a iconic, you know, the red like jacket and stuff. That's an iconic costume in itself.
And he is like an iconic.
Yeah, figure. And you know, like even like a wig or something, you kind of think, oh yeah, that's to make the costume, you know, look more identifiable.
Yeah.
But if they are, you know, if it does get into issues of actual, like, you know, blacking up or whatever, then I think, yeah, there's the line. But otherwise, like, if it's just a costume of a celebrity, and it's not, like, I wouldn't be offended, but if someone walked into the room dressed as that, but I don't know, like, if other people would.
I guess, like you say, it's difficult to kind of judge unless you are from that.
Yeah, it's like someone dressing up as Pocahontas doesn't offend me. But
then
I recognise that there are a group of people who might be offended by that, and so I guess for them.
I'm like half Indian, I'm mixed race, and I would find it kind of weird if like I saw people dressing up as like a Bollywood star or something,
because
that is just putting on a sari or putting on one of the outfits or something like that, putting on a bindi, and I wouldn't find it offensive. But I know some people who would find it offensive.
Yeah.
I think that's true. Like, a lot of the problem also lies in, like, the costume shops, because, like, they market these things for people. And it's, like, you... Like, if you don't, you know, properly, like, research the culture that you're kind of, you know, borrowing from, whatever, and you buy this costume, it's kind of... It's not your fault if they've kind of just rolled out a very kind of generic... You know, like, I think the Harry Potter films came under a lot of criticism for how they portrayed the two Patel twins and that, and, like, their costume and stuff like that. But like, you know, that wasn't their fault for getting that costume. It was the people who supplied the costume and not really thinking about it properly.
I think also there's an issue for women about, like, all of these costumes are very sexual, and like, that's fine or whatever, but then if it's a costume about a race and then you're sexualizing that, is that then fetishizing it? And it becomes it's convoluted.
Do you think it's weird though that we gloss over this kind of issue of how sexualized Halloween is? Like,
that's slightly what Jen Bloomfield was talking about in his articles, we discussed a few weeks ago.
It's just embedded in society. You just think that's normal. No one questions
it. One of the kind of phrases that you hear tossed around a lot is, you know, it's an excuse to like slut up and stuff like that.
Slutty cat.
Yeah, like, and that's the thing. You know, that's the thing. There's like a lot of the costumes are marketed as that, but for me, as a guy, it's not something I come into like contact with day to day. But obviously, like as girls, like what was your opinion?
I do think the problem is that, like, for me, I'm like, girls should be able to dress, like, wear what they want, etc. If you want to dress up as a slutty cat at Halloween, that is your right.
Exactly, then that's what I course. Think
for boys, a lot of the time it's a ripped t-shirt with some fake blood on it, and then it feels like they don't have to be sexy. But for Halloween, like, it's like, you know, in Mean Girls where she turns up and she's wearing like a full-on bridal costume with like weird teeth and weird hair. And then the rest of them are like, I'm a sexy mouse, duh. Like, what is it about our idea of girls on Halloween and what they do?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I agree with you that people should be able to wear what they want, but then I also think that there is kind of a, not a pressure, but almost an expectation for girls at Halloween to kind of dress.
I know what you mean, because it would make more sense if boys were doing the same, not... not the boys have to be slutty or anything like that, but like if it was more equal for both sexes, it would make more sense. But it's just kind of expected for girls.
Yeah, I think it's not necessarily a pressure, but I feel like it's an expectation.
It's an expectation.
Like, you want to look good.
I think the issue I find with it is that, like, I agree with you, like, if someone wants to dress, you know, in whatever costume they want, they should be allowed to do that. Yeah. And then that's fine as itself. But then you have this kind of lens of, like, men who are then, like, kind of using Halloween as an excuse to basically just, like, you know, perv on women kind of thing. And it's like, it's fine that they're out doing their thing, but then you've got kind of this kind of outside circle of kind of socially, I guess, that of people who are kind of using that for their own exploitation in a way.
Yeah.
This is URN.
The Culture Show Breakdown.